So the big Apple deal is official, but not for $3.2 billion, but just $3 billion, which set Dr. Dre $200 million short of being the first hip-hop mogul.
Dr. Dre is not getting $300 billion.
No.
$3 billion.
Yeah.
He has partners.
Exactly.
Jimmy Iovine is one.
They split that up.
Right.
So it'll take him under... It might take him under, not to spend some money, partners he has.
It's going to take him under, definitely.
But let's just say this. I saw an article where his older son says his dad has never given him a penny.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that.
And he's not even trying to ask him for anything.
He said he's never given him anything in the past either.
Wow.
And they said the deal was almost in jeopardy. Remember when Tyrese and him made that video? Apple almost nixed the deal because they said they gave away proprietary information.
Wow.
So, you know, it was a blessing they didn't.
Okay.
Yep. And rapper Luther Campbell from 2 Live Crew, he's making headlines from getting banned from a bar in St. Louis. He was judging this twerk contest at Sound Bar. Then he offered one of the women $1,000 to perform a sexual act on another woman. Okay. And there was videos and photos of it happening.
It happened?
Oh, no.
It happened.
That's Uncle Luke.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, Uncle Luke.
If Uncle Luke says it, it's going down.
For $1,000? You better ask him for more
just
than that.
Just $1,000, really? $1,000? Anyway, he got banned for life. That's very disgusting.
Oh, good.
I don't want to see. Well, this video?
Yeah.
What? Moving on, Forbes released the list of the world's most powerful women. And, of course, Oprah made the list at 14. Queen Beyonce is the next highest entertainer with 17. And then Lady Gaga and Shakira were after 50. But they still made the list.
Were those ladies college students?
Good point, right?
Well, yes. No, let's go to Chelsea. Chelsea, there's a lot of that microphone right there. Our intern here from Howard University. Now, Chelsea, would you lower yourself to do something like that?
$1,000.
Absolutely not.
Well, how much would it take?
I see Albert. Now,
wait, how do we get back to
that's a valid question. That's a valid question.
You think it's a valid question?
That's a valid question.
How do we get back to the stripper story?
You're a struggling college student.
That's right.
Yes.
Would you consider? I mean, is there any amount of money that you would do that? I mean, that's
absolutely not.
Let me phrase it differently. Do you want to eat this week? Do you want to eat? When you're in college, it's rough sometimes.
Interesting story since we're on that.
She pushed that mic away from her. She's like, I ain't even speaking to this.
A college student from my alma mater, University of Maryland, just graduated
debt-free. Real freaks at University of Maryland.
Man.
Well, this
why,
is not
why are you looking at
say that again?
Stop it.
Don't look at me like that. Anyway,
they're not looking at you.
This University of Maryland College Park student earned $180,000 stripping in New York.
I believe it.
Chelsea, let's ask you.
Let's go
back. Would you strip for $180,000? You wouldn't do it. Okay.
Speaking to the mic.
She goes to Howard, not Maryland.
Yeah. There's a real freaks at Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay.
All wow. Right. Okay.
Where'd you go to school, Britt?
University of Maryland, College Park,
okay.
With a degree in broadcast journalism.
Go
I
terps.
Never split.
That's
I never
right.
strip. That's why I have student loan
go
debt.
Go twerk.
Okay.
In music news, Australian female rapper Iggy Azalea is making history already. She's only the third woman to have two songs simultaneously at number one. Number one is her song Fancy, and number two is a song she did with Ariana Grande. Okay. I like the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Can we play it?
Let's do it.
Fancy.
Hey.
Par Pig.
Uh-oh.
Iggy Azalea. My daughter loves this song. Anyway, 27 minutes past.